Broadcasting from 3.4 miles above the surface of the Earth, this is episode 19.5 of Defenders of the Mirth. New Shoes Special Review.
Johnny, do you ever get the impression I come across as someone who's just completely superfluous?
These men on the Soviet station, bringing news and weird information, trying to stay aloft in the troposphere. Tonight I think about copyright legislation, forced to make one beyond all expectations, beaming the brand of mirth to the listener's ears. Defenders of the mirth, they haven't done a thing years. They're too and only can to defend the fellow mirthing ears.
Ostensibly, this is a review of Paolo Nutini, New Shoes, a song that came out, I believe, in 2007. Ben and I have different takes on the central meaning of this song. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a wee play through the song and a discussion of the lyrics and see how our opinions differ. Also, we're going to look at the video itself. In my opinion, the song is very simple and it's genius in its simplicity, in that it's a song about getting a new pair of shoes and feeling like everything's fine. Ben, on the other hand, has a different opinion. So Ben, before we enter into the minutiae and the detail of this song, what is your overarching view on the meaning of it?
Well, I've only listened to it a handful of times, but most people have only listened to it,
you know, in full a handful of times, and probably heard 10 to 20 seconds in a shop millions of times.
Yes, but what I'm trying to get across is that this isn't something I've critically considered and mulled over. This is just my first, pretty much.
So what you're saying is your first impression of a song that you've only slightly listened to was a very deep, impactful meaning.
Yeah, it didn't change my life.
But it changed his, obviously.
that had nothing to do with me.
I don't think you're a feedback loop into his feeling good.
No. But I don't think it's about shoes. I think it's about
I think it's about shoes.
You do think it's about shoes, and I think the shoes are a vehicle, if you will, for explaining just how looking differently on your life and deciding that you've got a different goal than you had the other day can make you feel liberated and reborn.
So shoes is a metaphor for feeling fresh but. Okay.
The shoes are a metaphor for your outlook on life, for your direction.
So you're saying, I got some new shoes. Hang on, I'll just get it.
As one would have different shoes for different jobs.
Okay, so you're saying, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. Actually means, hey, I put a new perspective on my existence and reality on. And suddenly everything is right.
In a nutshell, yes. That's the first thing that occurred to me. It didn't occur to me that it might be literal, that he was just so excited about having new shoes that he decided to write a song about it.
See, in my world, these days, in an internet-fueled economy, I think that the literal net exists. And I think the literal net has got into the sort of mindscape of this guy's mindscape, if you know what I'm saying.
Go on. Just assume I know what you're talking about.
So the literal net is everyone on Twitter, Facebook. Not everyone, but that's the thing. I say everyone, and I mean a lot of people. But what happens in the literal net is someone jumps on me saying everyone and goes, not everyone's like that. The literal net. Huh?
We are all different. I'm not. that one guy.
The literal net. Well, that's slightly different in that he's contradicting rather than... Well, no, they're still contradicting. Okay.
I just thought it threw a mind bomb there. Never mind.
The literal net takes what you say completely literally and then calls you on it, right?
Yeah.
This is an extension on that. And the guy's decided, I'm just going to write a literal song. And it's going to be about my shoes because
But why would you assume that?
The reason I assume that is because the guy knows that no matter what he makes, he's going to get 6,047,758 views on YouTube.
Yes, but how do you distinguish your view from...
That's why we're looking at
the world in which your view is merely cynical.
That's why we're looking at the video and looking at the lyrics.
and we're okay. making a determination of whether or not this is a literal performance.
So, am I looking...
who knows he can make money in a cynical way, or a philosophical journey into something far deeper than itself. So, let's start the video. Now, what we got here is a cartoon image of a street with houses in it, and people turn up. And I paused it, by the way. People turn up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Horrible wrong.
Basically, okay. If you take it that every time I start talking, I've paused the video, which will drag out a 3 minutes 44 second video to about 15 minutes, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. So it went from a cartoon world to a literal world.
Okay.
In the first 5 seconds of the video, right? So we've got that. Right, okay, so we'll continue. Freddy the Fair Use Fairy will have commentary. Okay, so he woke up cold one Tuesday, and I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. Now, on the video, he's waking up in a bed, and he looks a bit sick.
He does look a bit sick.
Yeah, okay.
It's almost as if his words can be interpreted literally.
It could be, it could be. Now, the next lyric is, I think, the kicker. I feel like there was something missing in my day-to-day life, so I quickly opened the wardrobe. Okay, so he says there, I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life, so I quickly opened the wardrobe. So, what is the wardrobe in this sort of philosophical... I mean, if the shoes are themselves a new way of looking at the world based on shifting your beliefs and your expression of thoughts, what's the wardrobe?
The wardrobe, I would think, would be the attitude to the day wherein you dress yourself in the morning.
So
That's the best I can do at short notice. You kinda...
But the thing is, you told me that only after a few lessons you developed this very...
Well, yeah. But that's because I've only heard the...
What you're saying, Ben,
I'm going to shut you down here.
What you're saying is...
Oh, really? Really?
What you're saying is, you haven't gone through this line by line, and you haven't taken the time
to
humiliate your friend by...
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't.
Who would do such a thing?
Nobody on this earth, Ben, would do such a terrible thing. So yes, on to the next line. So he quickly opens the wardrobe, right? Okay. Pulled up some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. So he says there, after quickly opening the wardrobe, that he pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams, and I thought, these shoes just don't suit me. Where's he going with that, Ben?
Clearly a metaphor for, shut up!
I want to probe this man's psyche.
The thing sort of like represents a, your face is stupid, Johnny, leave me alone.
Ben, if you're going to belittle this...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have immediately jumped to ad hominem attacks.
I mean, you're just attacking me now.
I am. Overtly as well as opposed to your implicit attack on me.
Right.
So I thought these shoes just don't suit me. I don't see how this doesn't fit with my metaphor of him looking at the way he approaches the life every morning. When you wake up in the morning.
I wake up in the evening, or the afternoon.
Well, okay. When one wakes up in the morning.
Or the afternoon or the evening.
Yeah. Or the afternoon or the evening.
Yeah.
And prepares to attack the day, as it were. One has a normal modus operandi during the day, and in the morning,
I don't think I get awake enough to have one of those.
I don't know. The first step
in knowing anything, Ben, is admitting that you know nothing, as we've heard countless times.
I know nothing, Johnny.
I know nothing either. But what I do know...
Go on.
Is this chorus? Hey, I put some new shoes on, suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on, suddenly everything's
right.
Freddy.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's a bit shite. Bit too literal for my blood.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Fuck you, Freddy.
Okay.
You're a bunch of unthinking Philistines.
Well, the thing about this, I mean, I would accept that there could be another meaning to that. Except in the video, he's literally walking down a street with a pair of new shoes on, and people are smiling.
Yeah, well, okay, admittedly, I've never seen the video before, and that doesn't usually happen unless they're literally talking about things.
Well, and he pulls this pocket out, you know, and he says he's short of money, he pulls the pocket out, and he shows he's got no money. He says he's long on time, but he doesn't really do any sort of visual cue for that. But then, you know, you don't need to, because time's running out for all of us. Which is why he says he's running late. You see, now I'm going in your direction.
Yeah. See, it seems strange to me to just jump on the literal interpretation of it.
Well, he says he doesn't
need... If you can call that
I mean, he says in the lyrics he doesn't need an excuse because he's wearing his brand new shoes.
So, yeah. It's like... Yeah,
I don't need an excuse.
It's a bit like the Bible in that regard, isn't it? It's a good book. Why? Because it says it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. If he's saying that it's,
I think that this is a big fuck
just because
you.
It's a shoot.
I reckon there's a story behind this song. I reckon. Oh no! Now I've gone. I reckon it's nothing to do with. I think it's a literal song.
You've gone native, Johnny.
I think it's a literal song that's specifically designed to be a literal song, but I think it's more meta than what we're talking. I think this is a fuck you to some record industry.
Oh.
I think he had to come up with a hit, and he resented the fact that he had to come up with a hit. I'm not saying he's the cynical one. I'm saying the producers were the cynical ones, and he thought, I'll write the biggest piece of pointless shit that anyone has ever heard. It's just going to be about me having new shoes and feeling great. And then it became a hit, and he was hoisted by his own petard, let's say. He was destroyed by his own personal fame.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's the greatest tragedy of all, really. People not being respected.
Paolo.
I think Paolo is a martyr. A musical martyr. Killed by his own fame.
Although he wasn't actually killed.
No, he became very rich, I would say.
Yeah.
But it's its own, you know, death.
And yes, in a metaphorical sense.
So, let's get on to the next verse. So he says he woke up late one Thursday this time, so it's a couple of days later.
Well, it may be. But it may have been a preceding Thursday.
It could have been, because I don't think he has the new shoes yet, and he already said that he got new shoes on. No, he thought that he... No, actually.
Was he sleeping in his shoes? I didn't see.
That's how we look. Nope, he's wearing socks, but he's also given us the clue to the fact that it is continuous timeline.
I felt that there were 2 days missing.
Yep.
And this could literally happen to him, what with him being a music star.
Yeah, that could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to music stars all the time.
For your health in that regard.
Well, yeah, music is a dangerous thing to be creating. You know, it leads to a lot of potential loss of memory, which is itself quite sad as well, because you create things that people love and are the basis of people's everlasting memories. People's wedding songs, for example, are literally created by some of the time anyway, not all the time, but they're created by people who don't remember even making them, which is kind of sad.
That is kind of sad, actually. That's making me sad.
Be careful when you choose your wedding song. See if you can verify they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. If necessary, phone up Sinead O'Connor and ask her.
That would be this? Your wedding song?
I don't know.
That's nothing compares to you. Is that what you're talking about?
It's the only song I know by that woman.
But isn't it about breaking up?
Yes.
So that would be your wedding song?
Yes, I don't think I'm going to get married on.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, so he woke up late one Thursday this time, and he's seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes, that's what he says. And in the video, he's rubbing his eyes as he says it.
Yeah, yes, I can't argue with that.
You don't see any stars, though. So their budget obviously didn't go that far.
Or those are metaphorical stars, generally.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
So I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. That, again, focusing on the time, he might be just, as is a common theme with Defenders of the Mirth, just slowly waiting out his own non-existence.
How does that keep becoming a recurring theme of our comedy podcast, Defending Mirth?
Because all mirth is laughing at death.
Well, yes. That's the correct answer to that question.
It was 12:17 in the video. Don't know if that's relevant.
And I made my way to the kitchen.
How did they get in? For people who can't hear that, he says, I made my way to the kitchen, as Ben said, and then he sang, and then I said again, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found, a room full of all of my friends dancing round and round.
Well, he did say earlier that he felt like he had lost a couple of days.
So he could have let them in himself and completely forgotten.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he locked them in 2 days ago and they're still there and they're sort of making the most of it.
But the first thing he thinks after losing 2 days of memory and having a bunch of people in his house is... I mean, that's quite the thing to go to after losing 2 days of memory.
A room full of all my friends dancing round and round.
And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye, blues.
Sorry. I think for such a literal song, maybe he's not just boosted his own career with this song, but maybe the careers of several critics and philosophers. This deserves more in-depth.
I think you might be right, because the later verse after this very lovely chorus...
Hold on there. I don't think it's that lovely.
All right, Freddy. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Don't short on money, but long on time. Story showing in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So we're in my brand new shoes. So this verse.
Johnny?
Yep.
I can't tell you. I wish I could, but I cannot tell you that my feet aren't moving.
Ben, I can tell you that my feet weren't moving, and I would be telling you the truth.
Good man.
But the reason my feet weren't moving was not a pure one, Ben.
Not a pure reason?
No, it was not a pure reason at all. The reason my feet weren't moving was because I thought I had made my case, and everything was fine. Much like someone putting on their new shoes and thinking everything's fine. I thought my case was fine and this was a literal song. But then I stumbled across this verse, Ben. I stumbled across this verse. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me home. I'm walking to the break of dawn. Take me wandering through.
Shit.
Ben, I thought I'd made my case.
I was beginning to believe your side as well. Oh my god. That's... Wow. I mean, I knew this all along.
This was the great secret you had.
This was going to be the crux of my argument.
So leading up to just for people who didn't quite hear it, it was, take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking to the break of dawn. That's not a literal song, man.
No, it's not.
At least that section of that very literal song is not literal. That, sir, is figurative.
It does seem to be. Yeah. Wow, okay. Let's listen to the rest of the song and cheer up.
Let's cheer up with our new shoes. So And then it says something a bit confusing.
What did it say?
On the screen it says some words.
Yeah, Harry something?
Harry Baderchi?
Harry Baderchi. Isn't that a... I thought that was a Polish sentiment or something, wasn't it? Harry Baderchi? Maybe so.
I have no idea.
So you're watching the same video I am, just by chance?
But it's in the video because... He looks at it. It might be just the person. No, it's the official video.
Yeah, it's at the end of one of his other ones as well.
What does it mean? This goes deeper than we ever thought.
This goes right to the top, Johnny.
Everything goes to the top. That's why there's a top. It has to be physically connected. Ben, this is not a literal song.
It's not. It's not. How do you feel about yourself right now?
I have to say, I feel like I've got a new perspective on things. And that everything's right.
Oh, good man. You know where we need to go, don't you?
I actually, the reason we're recording this segment is because I have bought a new pair of shoes.
Have you indeed? Oh, man. How did they make you feel before you knew this about the song?
Well, I was going to play this song and feel very happy in the knowledge that it was just about me and my new shoes. And I was going to walk around feeling happy about me and my new shoes. And I didn't need an excuse, Ben. I didn't need an excuse because I was wearing...
You still don't need an excuse, Johnny.
I was wearing my brand new shoes. But now there's all sorts. Now there's angels and walking to dawn, wandering through the streets... You know, there's so much going on here that I don't think I can literally follow this song.
Oh, dear.
Ben, take me wandering through these streets of life, Ben.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, if you're not going to get married.
Oh, I know, probably will. Trying to stay alive in the troposphere. Tired of think my copyright legislation forced to make one below expectations, giving a breath of life to the listeners' ears. The writers of the brother one man I've been doing all the can to fill the film of my degrees. Vendors of the book have been all the confused. Vendors of the
buy new shoe cans.